Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word. Lord, speak through me, that all the my words would be your words, that nothing I say would go against your will, and that we would be changed by it and know who we are in you, that we are that treasured possession. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat, sorry. Grace, mercy, and peace are to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, what if your spouse, if you're married, came to you and said, hey, remember that building down on Main Street, that one that's a little bit dirty, the one that has maybe a cracked window or two, maybe even has sat vacant for months? I want to buy it. I want to buy it. And you kind of go, why? Oh, no, it's got to be now. Call our attorney. We have to liquidate everything. Our home, our cars, our clothes, our furniture, everything. My treasured baseball card collection, your mom's quilts, everything's got to go. I'm calling work. I'm cashing in my 401k. They're going to need to pay, you know, my last paycheck now because we got to buy this. I found something there that we can't miss. We can't let this opportunity pass us by. You know, Jesus' words are sometimes difficult. Jesus' words are hard. I know that he speaks truth. I know that he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And even when Pontius Pilate asks him, you know, Good Friday morning, what is truth? He's asking the wrong question. It's not what is truth, but rather who is truth? And he's standing right in front of you, Pontius Pilate. He misses it. But then when I kind of apply my life to Jesus' words, it doesn't always fit, right? Doesn't quite always match up. The kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like, and it doesn't always fit. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. Is the kingdom of heaven a treasure to you? Is the kingdom of heaven worth everything to you? Is the field that the treasure is hidden in worth more than the treasure itself? Because when the man finds this treasure, he goes and he sells everything. Everything. With joy, too. We'll come back to that. But he sells everything with joy to buy the field. Is the kingdom of heaven that for you? Is it worth your time? I hate to say this. I was talking to a couple people before worship service, but it's a little disappointing to see numbers kind of plummet in the summer. Why? Is the kingdom of heaven not worth our time as much now as it is, you know, when it's not nice outside? Is the kingdom of heaven worth, you know, those early mornings when you have something scheduled from the day, the moment you get up all the way to the moment when you get to bed? Is it worth the time to start your morning in prayer? Is it worth it to be in God's word faithfully day in and day out because you want to be led and driven by God and not the ways of this world? Is it worth sitting down with your children and praying and teaching them the ways of God? You know, that's what we talked about last week, to teach and tell our stories of who we are, how we fall short, that we are sinners, that we can't do it, but then Christ comes, and just as he drove out the demon, he takes us from the possession of Satan and the kingdoms of this world and makes us citizens of his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. Are we willing to teach our children that? Is the kingdom worth our time? Is the kingdom worth our reputation? Because let's be honest, the world around us, I think the church is sinking in kind of popularity and all of that as we go further and further. I think we're going to have plenty of opportunities to speak God's truth because of what happened just a couple days ago. You know, over the next months and weeks, there is going to be conversations. And are we worried more about our reputation? Are we going to stand up for what God says? God makes it very clear that I value life from, I would say, the womb. So from conception to cells to the grave. Are we willing to say that? Are we willing to stand up and say the fifth commandment makes it pretty clear? You shall not murder. Or are we going to kind of step back and not want to get into those conversations because we're worried about what people might think? And of course, it's just not that issue. There's so many other issues going on around us that is bringing us into discussion. And are we willing to stand up and speak the truth, to speak Jesus and to speak life into these situations? Or are we just kind of fading to the back because we're more worried about my reputation? Is the kingdom worth having it your way? You know, that great Burger King slogan, have it your way. Is the kingdom worth that? Because let's be honest, the kingdom of heaven isn't about me. It's not Jesus on Sunday and then I get it from Sunday afternoon all the way to Saturday night. No, the kingdom is about Jesus. Jesus reigns. You've probably heard it. He's God and I'm not. That's it. And so within the kingdom, it's by his ways and his will and his word and his going. But what about me? Outside the kingdom, you can have it your way. It's to your own detriment, to your own judgment, as Jesus says. But you can have it your way. Is the kingdom worth all those small t treasures? Your money, your possessions, your popularity, your name, is it worth all of that? You know, because when I look at my life and I try to put it there, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who goes and finds a treasure buried in a field. He sells everything he has joyfully to go buy the field. That doesn't compute. It doesn't. I guess my parable would be more like, yeah, I'm walking through a field and I stub my toe on a rock that shouldn't be there. I kick it aside and then want to sue the person that put it there. Or who owns the field. That's more my life. So how does this all make sense? How does this treasured possession or treasure equate in my life? And I think it all goes back to what Greg read us earlier from Deuteronomy. Listen to these words again from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 through 8. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession. Out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth, it is not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love upon you and chose you, for you were fewer than all people. It is because the Lord loves you and is keeping his oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I know we want to take this parable and say, look at what I have found, and look at what I have done, and I'm giving up. But when he says he sells everything and does everything, it can't be, or at least it can't be about me, because I haven't. I haven't given up everything, but there is someone who has. That's Jesus, and he's done it for you. You are that treasure in the field. You are the one who is valuable, that Jesus says, I am not going to hold back anything. I am going to do everything to win them for me. I am going to do everything so that I can be with them. He leaves everything on Christmas. He leaves his throne. He leaves heaven. He leaves his authority and his glory and all of that, and he takes on flesh to be with you, to be one of you. And of course, it doesn't stop there. On Good Friday, 30-something years later, he gives up the rest. He gives up his own body. He spills his own blood. He dies there on the cross, laying down everything so that you, the treasure, could be with him. So that you can have life in him. He comes to earth and is buried in the earth as he has died, so that he can grab hold of you and raise you up with him. You are a treasure. I don't know about you, but I need to hear that. I think this world is, you know, the broken world all around us, and hearing all of the discord and the fighting and just how life is short and all of that, to hear that you are a treasure, that your God loves you so much that he wouldn't hold back anything, but that he gave his only son to die for you so that you could be with him. Then it makes sense. Then it makes sense. Jesus sacrifices everything. You are that treasure. And I forgot what math principle it is, but if you are the treasure for Jesus and he has made you that treasure, then Jesus is your treasure as well. That's the way it works. That's the way. Because he has chosen you now, we know he is precious and he is valuable. And yes, because of his sacrifice, we too want to sacrifice for him. We too want to live a life that is worthy of the calling that we have been called to. We now want to go and love others because he has loved us. We want to go out and share this wonderful news because that's who we are. That Jesus has made us his treasure. That Jesus has come into our lives to save us once more. You know, we might feel like that dirty old building, but we have been made clean. We have been washed. We have been rebuilt. We have been made totally new in him. And so now live that way. Live according to his word. And did you notice that this man, when he found the treasure, it's hidden for a while? He goes and hides it. I think that's where we are right now in the church. Things might not look the best, and yeah, our popularity might be sinking. But there's one day when he will raise us up all, whether it be from the tombs or from the earth. And then the glory of God will be upon us, and we will be shining like the sun with him for all eternity. And so we wait with that. We wait hope, knowing that he has won us, that he has done everything for us, that nothing else is needed. You truly are that treasured possession. You truly are valued so much by God that he would not hold back anything for you. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, too often we think it's about us. Too often we think it's about us doing more and pleasing you and going out and trying to work harder, but it's not. It's about you. You found us. You found us in the field, and you won us back. You sold everything to have us and allow us to know that and allow us to live in that and find great joy in that. As your people, now let us see that you are our treasure and that we hold on to you and that we live our lives according to your will, that we follow you all the ways, that we would do as we sang just before this sermon, that we would go where you go and wherever you would lead, that we would follow, that we would love whom you love and serve whom you serve, and all of that because you are our treasure. Guide us, bless us, and keep us in this wonderful faith until you would come again to raise us up, to show us off as the treasure that we are. We pray this all in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. Let's go ahead and stand as we go to the Lord in prayer.